All dating sites and dating apps have an algorithm, and sometimes your key to success is figuring out exactly how it works. Let's talk about Bumbles.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video, so please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks! Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be talking about Bumble's algorithm, how it works, and how to do better on the site. Before we dive into all of the details, tips, tricks, and insight that we have for you, you should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz. This quiz will actually pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's quick, fun, easy, and completely free. So click the link that's popping up above me or found in the description down below. Go ahead and take the quiz and come on back here and comment below what your results are, because we would love to know. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is going to triple your response rates on any dating sites or dating app, including Bumble. Why be stuck on sending those first messages, which can be so daunting and can be really make or break moment? So make it easy for yourself. Click the link that's popping up above me or found in the description down below to go to our secret opener formula. All right, so let's talk about the algorithm of Bumble. How does it work? Now, it's really important to figure out how the algorithm works on any dating site or dating app, especially if maybe you're having a little bit of difficulties with it, or if you just want to have the best user experience possible. One of the most frustrating things that can happen when you're using dating apps is just trying to understand how their algorithms work, because every dating app is different. Bumble in general works a little bit differently than most other dating apps. The way it's set up is very unique in several ways, so let's talk about those really quick. First off, Bumble really puts women to the forefront. Women are in charge on Bumble. Now, what I mean by that is when you're using Bumble, if you are a heterosexual man and you have matched with a heterosexual woman, you both have swiped right on each other, and yeah, you've become a match, you as a man cannot actually message her. The women on Bumble have to message first. The ball is 100% in their court. If a woman does not message the man first, then the match will go away after 24 hours. You do have the ability to extend that match for another 24 hours. You have one extended day for free, and then you would have to upgrade to some sort of subscription or pay for another extend a match. So the women on Bumble are really in charge of who they're going to talk to and what relationships will start to be formed. Aside from just the fact that women are really in charge on Bumble, what's different about the app is that it's not just a dating app. Bumble is separated into three distinct sections. There is Bumble Date, Bumble BFF, and Bumble Biz. So obviously in Bumble Date, that's where you go to, you know, swipe yes or no on people who could be interested in the romantic setting. On Bumble BFF, this is a section where you can go to actually make friends, platonic friends. And on Bumble Biz, this is a section of Bumble where you can go to make business acquaintances, make business partners, talk to people about things in your field of work, etc. So Bumble is just in and of itself quite unique. But even though Bumble is unique, you can see some similarities to other dating sites in a few of its features. Namely, the first one that is similar to other dating sites is its swiping feature. This is very similar to Tinder. Most dating apps have copied this feature, so Bumble is no different. On Bumble Date, Bumble Biz, or Bumble BFF, you will be swiping on people who you're interested in. If you're interested, you can swipe right. If you're not, you can swipe left. However, Bumble does still stand out because you're not going to get matches based on things that you would on other dating sites. So, for example, if you use eHarmony, you'll get matches based off a matchmaking questionnaire that you have to fill out. Your personality analysis will be a deciding factor on what matches are presented to you. But on Bumble, you're not going to go through that whole process. There's no special questionnaire or personality analysis or anything like that in order to get your matches. There are some basics that can help you find your matches though on Bumble. Your age, your gender preference, and your location are really the main few things that are going to help Bumble determine who to narrow down for you and who they're going to show to you when you are swiping left or right. So these are just a few basic features, right? I mean, gender interested in, location, age, there's not much there. However, if you do want to narrow down your matches more on Bumble, you do have the chance through premium features. So if, you know, you're finding that your pool of people who are being presented to you are just not specific enough, maybe they're interested in other things than you, maybe they're just not the type that you're looking for, and it's just sort of a waste of your time to be swiping all the time looking for these diamonds in the rough, so to say, you can go ahead and upgrade to a premium subscription on Bumble, or you can pay specifically to upgrade your match filters. This is a great way to tailor the algorithm in your favor by just, you know, paying for that extra feature. With the premium Bumble filters, you can search for things like people's height, what they're looking for out of their relationship on Bumble, whether or not they work out, some more specifics about their looks and lifestyle, profile, and these filters can really help you, again, you know, change the algorithm in your favor. I'm gonna continue this deep dive on the algorithm of Bumble, but before I do, if you're enjoying this video so far, please make sure to give it a thumbs up and hit subscribe to the channel. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content, and YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we would really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. So talking more about the algorithm, when you first join Bumble, the algorithm will definitely push you out, so you might be inundated with lots of potential matches, lots of people who are swiping right on you as you are to them. You'll be, you know, shown a lot of people who could be great potential matches for you. Bumble sort of puts its best foot forward at the start here. It pushes you out for more people to see, and you might have a plethora of choices. However, the longer that you use Bumble, the less this sort of happens. You're not gonna be pushed to the forefront so much the longer that you're on the app, because they try to push newer people. The algorithm will boost your profile in the beginning, giving you lots of matches, and over time, you'll just be shown less and less and less, unfortunately. But there are some things that you can do or don't do that's going to affect how this works. So if you are very highly active on Bumble, like responding to matches, reaching out to people, swiping often, and people are swiping yes on you, like they're swiping right on you, you were liked back, you will remain popular and the algorithm will like you and basically keep you in the loop. If you are not really using your profile, if you're not responding to people, if people are swiping left on you, then you will be shown less. If you are finding that you're being shown less on Bumble, the algorithm might be sort of sabotaging you in a way. There are some ways you can go about changing this, one of which is a paid feature called Bumble Boost, which will help you, you know, get your profile put out there more for more people to see, so you can pay for your profile to be seen more, of course. But if you want to do that organically, then make sure to be really active on the site. And actually, we'll talk about in the next section how to get more matches and likes on Bumble and how to really help the algorithm help you. By the way, the algorithm will work the same whether you are on Bumble Dating, Bumble BFF, or Bumble Bits. Now, before I move on to talking about how to manipulate the Bumble algorithm in your favor, I do have to recommend that you check out our free online dating opener formula, because this is going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app, including Bumble. This can be one of the best secret ways in order to help yourself get more success in any dating apps, and it really takes the stress off of your shoulders when it comes to figuring out the best first messages to send, because they can be really daunting. So go ahead and click the link that's popping up above me or found in the description down below to go to our free online dating formula and get some free first messages that'll definitely help you out. All right, but now let's talk about how, again, to manipulate the Bumble algorithm in your favor, how to get more matches, and how to get seen by more people. So we have some tips for you that can really help you out. The first tip that we have for you is to update your photos regularly. So when you join Bumble, you'll upload some photos. Over time, though, they will become stale. You have to upload more photos, new photos, rather, as time goes on. If you're using Bumble for a year and you're still rocking those same photos from a year ago, the algorithm's not gonna like that. It shows that you're sort of stagnant and it's not gonna pique most people's interest, because at that point, a lot of people have already seen your profile. If they see your profile again, it's going to be the same as last time. So it's not really helping you out with the algorithm. So make sure to upgrade your photos, update your photos. The next tip that we have for you is to make your first photo stand out. So you want to avoid getting a lot of left swipes. Of course, this will be bad for you with the Bumble algorithm, because it shows Bumble that people are not really into you, right? So you want to avoid that. Try to avoid that by making a great first photo. Like, put your best foot forward, literally. You want it to be sort of interesting. You want to look as good as you possibly can. You want it to be just you, a great quality photo, nobody around, no text, no crazy filters, just a wonderful first photo of you that looks engaging and fun. Now, that might seem daunting to do, but just pick the best that you possibly have out of your arsenal and put that towards the forefront. You don't want to start with the photo that's maybe not so attention grabbing, because of course, you know, you're using a dating app, everything's about instant gratification nowadays, especially on apps like this, and you want to stand out. So make sure you put your best foot forward. The third tip that we have for you is really important. Don't swipe right all the time. So on Bumble, you have a limited amount of right swipes, limited amount of matches that you can have, and you want to utilize those and put them towards people who might actually match with you. You want to avoid going on massive right swipe sprees, because you're going to be sending your likes to people who may or may not be actually interested in you. Instead, take the time to read the profiles who you are swiping on, see if you might actually be a good match. What's the probability that they'll match back with you? Do you actually like them? Would you be a good fit? Like, just take a minute to think about it, because if you go too crazy with swiping right on everybody, then the chances of you being swiped left on are actually higher. And when you're swiped left on too often, the algorithm thinks that you're not really wanted. It might suppress your account because people are not liking you. So just be careful who you're swiping right on. Before I give a few more tips, question of the day. What are some of your specific tips on how to beat the algorithms on dating apps to be shown more, to get more matches, etc.? We want to hear from you. What are some great tips that you have for all of us listening? So leave your comments, your tips, your anecdotes, everything down in the comment section down below. We love to hear from you. All right, so our next tip on how to beat the Bumble algorithm is less is not more. So you've got a profile, you need to fill it out. Write in your bio. Upload all the photos that you are allowed to upload. Make sure they're good photos of you. Make sure you're writing something meaningful in your bio. Make sure you're filling out the information that is prompted for you to fill out. Like write your height, like write these things in. The less of your profile that you carefully fill out, the less matches that you will tend to have and the worse that you will do on the app. And the last tip that we have for you is to phone a friend. So if you are struggling with getting matches, the algorithm has suppressed you, show a trusted friend your profile and see what suggestions that they have, because a lot of times your friends know you best. Maybe they'll have some good photos of you. Maybe they'll have some suggestions. Maybe they say, oh, why didn't you add this? That would be really attractive. So sometimes just showing a friend your profile can make you see it from a different angle that you never would have, you know, thought of before. Different perspectives can be great. So when in doubt, call on a friend, make them look at your profile and give you some suggestions. But overall, that's going to wrap up this video. That's some insight into the Bumble algorithm and how to beat it, how to manipulate it a little bit in your favor. I hope that this was helpful for you. I hope that you found this enjoyable, and I hope that you have a great time using Bumble if you so choose. So if you haven't already, you should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz. That's going to be found linked above me and in the description down below. The quiz is quick, fun, easy, totally free, and will pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is going to triple your response rates on a host of different dating sites or dating apps. It's going to help you out with those pesky first messages that are so important when it comes to online dating. Now that you are just about done with this video, make sure to check out some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. And don't forget to answer the question of the day. What are some of your personal tips on how to beat the algorithms on dating sites and dating apps? What are some tips to get more matches and how to make sure you're not suppressed? Leave your anecdotes, comments, suggestions, everything down in the comment section down below. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again on Online for Love. Thanks, bye!